Podcast. I'm Allison Little, a best-selling author, keynote speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur who has built businesses and brands for the past decade. I'm passionate about helping high achievers launch to the next level. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Launch Podcast with Allison Little. Today's episode is called This Time It's About You with Julie Scott. Julie is a life coach that thrives on helping mature women prioritize their needs and gain confidence so they can stop worrying about being enough and start living life. A self-proclaimed feel-good junkie, Julie is someone who personally experienced decades of struggling with people-pleasing, overgiving, and low self-esteem, the end of her marriage being the wake-up call she needed to change her future. She is an absolute joy to talk to, and I cannot wait for her to share her wisdom and her ideas and her thoughts about life with us today. Hello, Julie. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, Allison, thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm really excited to be here.
Absolutely. It is so good. You know, as I was researching to talk to you and really getting ready for this, I was like, this is so spot on. And I think it's a topic that we really need to talk about is this idea of taking care of ourselves. So first off, though, I want you to tell us a little bit more about yourself, both personally and professionally.
Yeah, I live in Palm Springs, California. So I'm in sunshine all the time because I love it. I originally came from upstate New York. So I've lived in Southern California now for almost 35 years. So I love it here. I'm really excited about the work that I get to do in this world, you know, helping women to really just set themselves free in their lives and, you know, just really prioritize themselves, because that's really what I didn't do for years. I think so many women just kind of lose themselves. So I actually now love to call myself a self-expansion guide, because that just feels so right. Because I mean, I feel like that's exactly what I've done since in the last 15 years of my life. I've really expanded into this version of me that is so different than I used to be, but so much better and so much more fun.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. I love the idea of expansion, right? When we can expand in our lives, when we can expand, you know, what it is that we're doing, it's very, it's a beautiful thing. It's an abundance mindset, right? It's thinking bigger. And that's an awesome thing. So what is your main passion or purpose in life?
Well, I have to say my biggest passion is really, and I think my passions kind of change over time, but it's like, I really want to set women and men free in their lives too. I mean, and honestly, I think there's such a pressure on women these days to look a certain way and be a certain way. So I've really embraced passionately setting women free from ever dieting again. And that is actually something that is the scariest thing for so many women to even consider. So that's why I'm passionate about it, because it seems like one of the scariest things to do, but it's absolutely possible. And I'm absolutely over the moon doing this now.
That's beautiful. And it's such an important thing. And, you know, before we got started with the recording, you and I were talking about how you kept getting a question. What were you asked, and why did it lead you to the work that you do today?
Well, I'm 55 years old, and women are always asking me, they're like, I can't believe you're 55. You're in such good shape. And I'm like, well, and again, it comes back to me calling myself a feel good junkie. For years, I've done things that make me feel good. Right. And if you really check in with yourself and connect with your body, it's like, you know, that eating a burger and fries every day makes you feel sluggish and tired and full and heavy, right? Versus if you're eating, you know, good lean, you know, meats and vegetables and things like that, you feel light and full of energy. And so I get that question all the time. It's like, how do you stay in such good shape? It's like, I just do what feels good for my body. And so it's the mindset around, you know, I don't have to do this. I get to do this because of how wonderful it makes me feel. And, you know, it's that whole, that shift in your mindset, I think, is so important. And it comes back to making yourself a priority, because if you're not going to take the time to focus on yourself, you're not going to be able to create the kind of result in your health that you would like to see show up in your life.
So true. Julie, so one of the things that I know our listeners are thinking right now, one of them is at least, is thinking, but I just don't have the time. I don't have the time. Maybe it's good for you. It sounds like a great idea, but I'm too busy. I have kids. I have a job. I have a husband. I have all of these things on my plate. How do you find the time?
Well, I have to say, I worked out with a trainer when I was living in Los Angeles, who trained me for 20 minutes. And that was such a mind shift for me. I was like, I thought I had to be at the gym for like an hour and a half to do an hour of cardio, you know, half an hour, 40 minutes of weights and abs and stretching and blah, blah, blah. And this guy worked me out for 20 minutes. And at 13 minutes, I thought I was going to puke. I mean, it was like, you can do so much in like 15 or 20 minutes, really, and doing something that, you know, just raises your heart rate. I mean, it doesn't have to be hours and hours of time. And it also can just be the work, walking around, doing, you know, steps. You know, we all know about the step tracker thing. I think it's really what you tell yourself is possible is what is possible. So if you tell yourself, I have a woman right now I'm working with, she's like, I can't lose weight. It's like, that's a story that you're telling yourself that is keeping you stuck. It's like, how can you shift that story into something that's more empowering to you? It's like, I don't have a lot of time, but I have enough time to do something of value for my body today. You know what I mean? So it's little shifts like that. It doesn't have to be. And I think it's the all or nothing mindset that gets us trapped and stuck. It's like, well, if I can't go to the gym for 2 hours, it's not worth it. It's like, go for a 10-minute walk. It's better than nothing.
Absolutely. I love that you say that, because when I started my health journey, I remember thinking to myself in my mind, I go to the gym. I hate running. I hate working out. I hate doing this. That was my mindset. It was a belief that I had. It was a story I was telling myself. And one day, after my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, I was like, I need to become the healthiest version of myself so that I can be around for my kids. And it just shifted that quickly. It was just, okay, I'm becoming the healthiest version of myself. So how do I eat if I'm the healthiest version of myself? How do I think if I'm the healthiest version of myself? How do I train myself physically, right? And exercise and those types of things in order to become the best version of me. And I think you don't have to wait for something terrible to happen in your life in order to make that decision, right?
Right. And to your point there, what you created and what I heard is you created a powerful reason why you wanted to do this. And it's something that you, I mean, even when you said it, you smiled. Okay. That you want to be around for your children. Right. And it's like you, that excitement and that emotion that you have around that vision you have for yourself is what pulls you to go and do the things. And it becomes a get to instead of a got to. And I think that's the, yeah, because the thing is, it's been proven we have about 30 minutes of motivation in us, any one of us. We can only motivate ourselves for like 30 minutes. We need something stronger to pull us forward into that future self that we really want to be. I love that.
I love that too. And sometimes, you know, if you are a parent and you're listening to this, doing it for somebody that you love at first, right? If you won't do it for yourself, but doing it for somebody you love will pull you to get up in the morning or to put on your shoes or to choose the healthy version of what you could have at lunch or whatever it might be, or go to the doctor or get that checkup, whatever it might be, because you're doing it for that person that you love and you would do anything for them. And that's what it did for me. And now it's for me, right? And it's for my kids. But at first it was just to see their little faces. I was like, I'll do anything to be in the best version of me.
I love that. And, you know, and too, it's like the other thing too, it's like, I, you know, cause I work with a lot of mothers too. It's like, you know, you're modeling for your children what it means to take care of yourself, to love yourself, because my mother was very selfless, right? She put herself last, and it followed that's what I saw growing up. And I ended up doing that myself too. And it wasn't until, you know, I was in my early 40s that I kind of, you know, when my marriage fell apart, when I was just like, wait a minute, why am I so angry all the time? Why am I have this underlying bitterness going on? And it's like, that's what so many women feel. And they don't even know it. They're just, that's just how they are. And they think that's just how it is. And it's like,
so sad, because they don't have to. And I think that's really, it sounds like your mission is really to help wake them up and so that they can live a different future. So tell us about this book that you wrote. This Time It's About You. Tell us a little bit about why you wrote it.
I'll tell you what, I've always thought to myself, I have a book in me. I have a book in me. And, you know, just the idea of sitting down and writing a book is like, oh, okay. That's scary. That's impossible. Truthfully, I joined a book writing group with a coach that I had been working with. She was actually the first coach I ever worked with. And she'd written a couple of bestsellers and she had this book writing group. And so I joined three other women and her to collectively write our books. And I know that that is the reason why I completed it, because it was like, it was like 20 pages this week, 20 pages next week, 20 pages. So when you're in a group and you've got the accountability and the support, that's how I did it. For me, I wanted to share my story because I'm one of those people that I held myself back because I was like, who am I to want more? I had a pretty good upbringing. I had a good family. They loved me. I haven't really had any major things happen to me, no major traumas, but it's like, I still wanted things in my life. And I had to give myself the permission to allow myself to want them and go after them. But I wanted to share my story because I feel like I'm like so many women who are just like, oh, my life is good enough. I don't need more. I'm good where I'm at. And it's like I say, there's not even aware of that underlying bitterness that they have running underneath the surface of everything in their life. And it's usually not until menopause that they go, well, I'm so angry. And then they don't know why, but it's like, it's a culmination of stuffing those emotions for years. And that's exactly what I was doing. And I just wanted to share my story because I felt that, and I was hopeful that it would inspire other women who are similar to me to be like, it is okay for me to want more. It is okay for me to dream and go after things that I want in my 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Because that's really what I think we just kind of stop dreaming when, we hit 20 or once we get a job, frankly. It's like we just like go, okay, this is what my day is. This is how it is. And it's like, And really that title came out of me waking up as a, I call myself a recovering people pleaser because I was doing everything for everyone and putting myself last. And I didn't even know it. And I'm just
amen,
like,
sister. I can relate so well to that. And I don't know if you did this, but I would people please to the point where people weren't even asking me for help, but I was helping them.
Hands down, right here.
And I didn't even recognize it. And I was putting all my time and energy into helping all these people because I thought that's what I had to do. And it wasn't until I recognized that that's a boundary issue for myself, right? Like I was overstepping boundaries all the time because I thought that's how I was supposed to get love or that's how I was going to be accepted or that's where, all the things. It took me really stepping back and saying, okay, well, where do I need to help? How can I help? Are these people asking me for the help? Do I have the time to help? And really being mindful of that so that I could own myself. So what was the turning point for you? Like, what did you start seeing or how did you find out that you were a people pleaser?
Well, I think it really, I don't know if there was any particular turning point. I think my marriage kind of blowing up was a real wake up call for me to just look around my life because, my parents, if my dad hadn't passed away, they were married for 44 years, they'd still be married. But, and when my marriage fell apart and I actually had an affair, I was like, who am I? I mean, who is this person that I've become? And I just didn't even recognize myself anymore. I mean, I had totally lost myself in my relationship, in my marriage and my life. And it was, I didn't even know. When someone would say, what do you want? I literally didn't have an answer. And that's when I knew something is really up for me because I had put, like I said, my value was dictated by anything I could do for other people, not just because I am valuable, because I just am. And that, it really was, the very first book that I ever picked up, and I've bought this so many times because I've given it away, is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Mm-hmm. That was the first book that I ever read. And it started to wake me up it's a wonderful book. Mm-hmm. And it's so great because you can read little vignettes and go to sleep and let your subconscious kind of process. And then you wake up and you're like, okay, I can maybe do a little bit more today. But yeah. It's funny, my journey to changing my people pleaser, I started working on setting boundaries with people who were the furthest away from me. Like, nice. The guy that left my newspaper, that he would throw it in the grass where it got hit by the sprinkler. And I'm like, you know, would you mind if you could just put it up on our porch or at least on the driveway? And I was worried that he wasn't going to like me just asking that. And he was like, okay. And I'm like, oh, you're just going to do it? It's like, but I mean, I think we think, you know, I know I do. My mind is like, I think things through and I'm like, oh my God, they're going to hate me if I ask for what I want or if I say what I need or whatever. But time and time and time again, I proved myself wrong. It's like people will do pretty much whatever you ask. You just have to ask. And I was terrible. I recognized I didn't ask and I was terrible at receiving. And it was those two things that I started becoming hyper aware of. And once you think that I was trying to become aware of it within my personal relationships first and like my closest relationships. And I couldn't deal with it there. I had to go further out where it was less scary and then moved into my inner ring of friends and family, because those are the scariest people to set a boundary with. But
it's so important. And when you started to set the boundaries, how did it make you feel internally?
Oh, scared to death. Scared to death, but you know, feel the fear and do it anyway. That's another book I love, but it's like, I just breathed through it as much as I could. And just, you know, I just had to just give myself a moment just to wait and see. It's like, what are they going to say? And the thing is that I got to the point where it's like, it doesn't matter as much what they think or say. It's like, this is what I want. It's like, and that is okay for me to want this. And it's like, however they react is that's their business. That's not my business. Cause it was about taking responsibility just for me. And that was probably the biggest shift too. It's like, just I'm responsible for me. That's it.
Right.
And then they're responsible for that. I mean, obviously children are different, but you know, within relationships, it's usually, for me, it was adults. It wasn't so much small children that I had to create boundaries with. It was really more about the adults in my life, but it still happens with children too. I mean, you have to be firm with children, as you know, and you got to set boundaries with them and that. So I think it's easier with kids. So adults was what my focus was on, obviously, but yeah, it was a whole process and I continue to, you know, improve. I'm never going to be done. Mm-hmm. I'm just way better at recognizing where I'm slipping into that old identity that doesn't really work
right
for me.
Right. Yeah, and that's, for sure. You know, like the story of like, I'm not going to be accepted, or I wanted acceptance from everybody else. Right. And so that's why I was doing it. And even things like saying no was really hard for me. I don't know if that was really hard. Just saying, you know, I don't have the time or space for that right now. Thank you so much. I started to get in the habit of that, because you hear things like you need to say yes to everything and the opportunities that come to you, or like, and so I was doing that, but then I would be burned out and I wasn't actually taking care of myself or being mindful of my time management. And then as soon as I started to say, okay, here's my boundary, here's all I can accept right now. It really helped me feel full, which I think is important, because then you can show up as your best version in all of your work that you do or your life. So Julie, what are the two things in your life that you've done to launch to the next level?
Number one is prioritizing myself, without a doubt. Making myself a priority in my life is absolutely the very first thing that I needed to do anything else. And the second thing, without a doubt, is connecting deeply with my body. Because I too, I carried around a lot of weight for years, you know, 25 or 30 pounds that I would gain and lose and gain and lose and gain and lose. And once I really deeply connected with my body, and that was after I turned 50 and I did a bikini competition, two of them.
Woohoo! You go, girl.
That I really connected with my body and figured that out. So those are the two things that definitely brought me to the next level in my life and brought a confidence to me that I certainly never enjoyed in my 20s or 30s or even 40s. So yeah, those two things.
And by you prioritizing yourself and really understanding your needs and your body better, it allowed you to do the work that you do. And so that's
100%.
I think that's a beautiful thing. A lot of times we think that it's selfish. At least for me, I had the story in my mind saying that it was selfish for me to take the time to go and take care of myself, or it was selfish of me to prioritize myself, but it was selfish of me not to, because as soon as I started to take care of myself, I was able to show up for people in my life in a different way. And I think in a more powerful way, in order to influence them in a bigger way. And I think that's something that you did definitely, is really prioritizing yourself helped heal other people as well. And that's now your job.
Absolutely. And I gotta say, I cannot believe that I get paid to do this work, because it is absolutely fills me up. And I sit and I giggle with joy in this office every single day thinking about what I do. I'm like, I get paid to be me.
Isn't that beautiful? And the most authentic version of you, right? Like,
yes,
you're just being you. And that's what we're, you know, your clients and your customers are really working with you because of who you are and what you're about and how your heart is serving. So one of the things, Julie, I wanted to ask you is about stress management. This year has been so stressful for so many people, and especially our launch leaders. They have contacted me and just they constantly are looking for strategies to deal with stress. So what are some ways that you help with dealing with stress in your life?
Well, I mean, I'm a huge fan of movement of the body. In fact, for many years, movement or any exercise or strenuous exercise or yoga was a way for me to meditate because I could not sit and meditate for years. It was like, forget it. I can't do it. My mind's too busy. And so for me, exercise was the way for me to focus in on moving my body, and literally could not think of anything else in my life because I was just worried about falling over. Right. So I want to, you know, especially in yoga, I think that was probably the most powerful exercise for me as far as a meditative exercise, because power yoga in particular, it's a strenuous exercise where you have to focus, and the teachers are always telling you to adjust your body, pull your shoulders down, lift up, whatever. And it really got me out of my head long enough. In fact, going through yoga classes helped me get to the clarity that I needed years ago, that I to leave my husband, frankly, to get the clarity that I needed to realize what I want and what I wasn't getting, and that I wanted to leave my husband. So that's definitely a stress manager for me. And the other thing too now is meditation. I mean, I really do, but I want to share this meditation. It's actually one I got from Gabrielle Bernstein. I'm sure you're familiar with her, but it's such a simple one. And I just mentioned it to a client just this morning. You inhale for 5 seconds, you hold your breath for 5 seconds, and then you exhale for 5 seconds, and then you wait 5 seconds, and then you inhale for 5 seconds. And it's like, you could just do that for just a minute, just 1 minute. And then what I like to tack on to the end of that is, and now that you've created just a little bit of stillness in that 1 minute, see if you can connect with your heartbeat. It's like, can you feel your heartbeat? Because you can feel it just kind of moves you just a little bit. And if you can't do it that way, then just put your finger on your neck or on your chest to get to feel it, and then let it go. And then you got the rhythm, and then you can sense it in your body. And I think those two things are so simple, and they take less than 5 minutes, and they literally like help your nervous system. So many parts of your body just kind of, it's like a gigantic exhale for your body, and you just feel so much better, and you're able to kind of reset and get back to whatever it is you have to do. And that's something you can do anytime. You can do, I've done that sitting on the toilet so many times. You can just do it anywhere, and it's so simple and easy. So I definitely, those two things I would recommend.
Oh, those are awesome. I've done the breathing exercise in the middle of chaos, right? Like, you're just sitting there with a smile on your face, and you're just breathing like, in and just trying to center yourself. Like, that might be the most beautiful place to do it, right? When you're like, everything around you is chaotic, and you're just sitting there smiling, doing your breathing, focusing on your breath, and it just brings you to center, and so that you can show up in your best version rather than getting caught up in the chaos that's surrounding you, right? Those are beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. So, Julie, I could talk to you all day long. We have had such a great conversation, but we're going to wrap up here. So how do people get a hold of you?
I think the best way is, there's two ways. So I have a Facebook community that I'm really excited about and growing, and it's called the Confident Women's Community. So that's my Facebook group. And my website is It's About Time Baby. So that's my business name, my website. So those are the two places to connect up with me, and I have freebies in both. So, I'd love to offer up any of those things to anyone who's interested. I have a body connection one to make health and weight release effortless, and that's available on my website or through the Confident Women's Community. So I'd love to see anyone in there. Thank you.
Lovely. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Julie. And thank you to our launch listeners. You guys are amazing. If you found this as valuable as I know that you did, make sure you share it with somebody in your life, because you just never know who might need to hear this message from Julie. Thanks again, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Launch Podcast. I'm Allison Little, and I'm so excited that you spent your time with me. Look for future episodes and connect with me on social media or at my website at www.allisonlittle.com.